on the T Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now.
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning, and welcome to On the Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network and streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com and archiving on Hoobie.TV on this November 19th. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation, teeing off without Oscar Garner III. He took a little road trip to Philly and picked up a little something that got him down for the count, but wishing him Oscar Garner III, but we have a superb show today. We're going to talk to John Rieger here shortly. John Rieger, of course, our PGA of America teaching pro. He's up in Crescent Beach, Florida. Then we'll visit with Majorette briefly as they've got the whiskey and water event tonight with the party. Tomorrow, 8 o'clock, is the event. And look forward to that as well. And then we're going to talk to my good friend, Mark Egli. He's you name it, he has done it in the Midwest in the game of golf. And I know he's a happy man this morning. He's a Michigan State grad as they took care of business against Villanova last night in basketball. And they're on a roll. And another guy that's on a roll and up early, he dinged me. You know, I like to sleep until about 8 o'clock. I go to bed about 1. And I'm thinking, who in the hell texts somebody at 6:37 on a Saturday morning? But as always, it's the diligent, professional John Rieger. What's up, brother?
How we doing, Mike? Early bird gets the worm. You know, if you're going to be a good golfer, you got to wake up early.
yeah, you do. But you've done your homework on my good friend Mark Egli, and I'm looking forward to that conversation. And you know, we don't have too many tournaments to cover here as the year winds down on the PGA Tour. I think this is the last go around. We got the Hero, we've got the Match. The LPGA, of course, is down in Naples today. Champions Tour's wound it down. The DP World Championships taking place in Dubai. What are we going to talk about, man?
Well, there is quite a bit to talk about, actually, especially the DP World Championship. That's the equivalent of the FedEx Tour, you know, championship that we have here in the stateside. And the CME out down in Naples at Tiburon for the LPGA, it's their end-of-the-year championship also. Nelly Korda is the leading American right now in that tournament. And next year, I was looking at some of the news reports for next year's LPGA Tour, and they're going to play for $100 million, which is a record. So looking forward to that. Some good golf today. So, you know, you just have to kind of keep it on the golf channel and a bunch of DVR all the football games, and you can watch some great golf.
Yeah, I know we got plenty of content this weekend. I'm just thinking in December, but I did this up north with about, 6 foot of snow, and typically our numbers were up in January, February, March because people couldn't get out. So we'll have plenty to talk about, and I look forward to the content that we derive. Right now, as John mentioned, in that PGA RSM Classic leaderboard brought to you by Sea Dogs and our good friends at Ice Pick, you've got Andrew Putnam tied with Harry Higgs and Cole Hammer, a 12 under. Joel Damon, I haven't heard his name for quite some time, John. Joel Damon's at 11 under. And Bo Hostler at 11 under. And why I give that leaderboard, it brings up a topic that we're going to be busy the rest of the show, so we'll bring this up right now. Did you see that John Rahm's, he's not real happy, and I can see his point about how the world point standing is calculated by event. And this RSM, and I'm not trying to minimize it, this RSM Classic, if you will, is a bit of a watered-down field. And they get more points than these guys in Dubai. And you've got Rory McIlroy, you've got John Rahm, you got the world's number one, you got the world's number three, and a handful of guys that are. I just got some new bodyguards walk by me, man. I got bodyguards for the rest of the day. Have a great day, fellas. These guys.
We don't like, since the RSM Classic's up at Sea Island, that's the home of Davis Love. So he's That's where he resides, and Zach Johnson and a few others. And Davis Love came out this week talking about they may should just do away with the world golf rankings because it's hard to be able to get everybody to be equitable, especially with the advent of LIV Golf and then some of the other tournaments you're talking about where you go and, you know, you're playing this week at the RSM and you're getting more FedEx Cup points than you are with the DP World Championship, which has a stronger field. So yeah. I think that that's going to be food for thought for next year. But when a stalwart of the PGA Tour Policy Board, Ryder Cup captain Davis Love comes out and makes a comment like that, I think there's going to be a lot to think about, especially with this year with the PGA Tour coming up in 2023. They have a lot more money being paid out for non-performance, the PIP program and some other programs there. Everybody's going to be guaranteed X amount of dollars just for making sure they post things on social media and do things, but it does affect the how that works out to the world golf rankings, because the major championships rely on those world golf rankings. For example, if you're in the top 30, then you get to play in just about all, you get to play in all four majors just for being in the top 30.
Hey, let's stop our conversation because we got a busy man on the other end, and that's Major Ed, and he is live from Clearwater. He landed in the Sunshine State. It is going to be nice and sunny today, and tonight, of course, they've got all the festivities for the whiskey and water event up at Clearwater Country Club. And I appreciate you taking time, and I'm glad to see you got here safely, my man.
Well, my man, how are you doing? Great day to be an American. Florida, baby.
It's always a great day to be an American. And I'm sure that you've been rocking and rolling since the crack of dawn. Give our audience an idea of what's going to take place today up there at Clearwater Country Club prior to tomorrow's 8 o'clock shotgun start for the Whiskey and Water event.
Well, we've got John Daly and Mr. Gruden's coming in and Johnny Damon and some other great people coming in to celebrity type it all and have a great time. And then a bunch of donors that are coming in from all over the country to raise money for the Heart of a Lion. If you go to JDME1991.org, you'll learn more about it. It's going to be a great time.
Well, I'm going to grab my buddy Kenny Knowles, and we're gonna head up. What time's the festivities start tonight? And well, I'll text you that, and then tomorrow we'll be there for your 8 o'clock shotgun start. And I certainly hope that the gods of weather hold off until you guys are completed.
Yeah, I brought a little bit of a cold down this way from Oklahoma, but you know, and weather keeps great. We'll kick off tomorrow at 8 in the morning, and then this evening at 6 p.m. It's going to be a great time, and taking care of first responders and our veterans and their families, that's what it's all about. And any support that anybody can give us would be great. We're about making a difference and changing lives and making an impact. That's what we're all about. Hoorah!
Well, I'm bringing you up a pin prize later today, or first thing in the morning. We got some coffee, and it's unbelievable. It's companion coffee. Google it. It's for a veterans group as well. And he was a medic, and he heard about our event, and he's in Jacksonville, shipping me a case of coffee today, and we'll hand it out at your event for you.
Well, that's so great, and you know what? That's the companion coffee. Thank you for what they are doing, and anything that veterans can be a part of, and how grateful we are that we live in a nation where everybody's taking care of each other. And certainly at the end of the day, you know what, the politics of the day don't matter. What matters is that we're all Americans and we're all together, and our men and women who fought for our freedom have given us the freedom to be able to do that. And that's what it's all about, and that's what I'm about too. Can't wait to come in hot, play some golf, and you know what, enjoy my time here in Florida, and a great state, man. And I tell you what, congrats on your show and all you're doing as well.
Hey, real quickly, you know, John Rieger's probably got a question on the other end. Real quickly, would you share the story of how you met John Daly?
Well, yeah, we met about 15 years ago. Of course, John was throwing his gloves in the water back then. And, you know, John is just one of those individuals that's just such a great heart. I met him through my philanthropy efforts as well. And then, of course, we joined forces to create Heart of a Lion, the heartbeat of America, the purple heart in the middle, John's Lion, to signify the great work that he does, and his brand. And, you know, we came together to take care of first responders and veterans and their families in St. Jude Boys and Girls Club in his kitchen. And we talked about having a legacy and John establishing that legacy to make an impact and to change people's lives. And that's what we're doing. And it's just great to know John. And he's, you know, he's the journeyman of golf, you know, the working man's friend. And that to me is what he's all about.
Well, Major Ed, I'm not so much worried about the weather. I'm worried about everybody being under the weather tomorrow morning at tee off. Sounds like you're going to have a wonderful party tonight and a golf tournament tomorrow. Just tell us a little bit about the format of the festivities coming up.
Yeah, well, we have a shotgun start and, you know, kind of like a scramble out there, but it's going to be a great event to honor our military and our first responders and those that have sacrificed so much. And really just, you know, we're also going to just be able to play golf. We're going to have some first responder teams and some SEALs that will come out and be a part of our event as well. That, to me, is the impact. And what's so powerful about that is to get these individuals out to play golf and let our heroes know that we care about them, and then utilize the game as a way for recovery. And for those of them that have been injured, that this is a great, great thing for them as well. And to really kind of highlight that aspect of who they are and what they're all about and what they're engaged in. So going to be a great time. And you know what? That's what it's all about in America, is enjoying our time and utilizing the game of golf as a way to fellowship and give each other some love and play on the links. And you know what? Play for a little money, too.
And we told our listeners last week about the website, JDME1991.org, where you have a raffle for some wonderful bourbon. So it looks like even if you're not involved with the event, you can still get involved with Heart of the Lion. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we've got a bourbon sweepstakes that we're doing to support our work and the first responders and veterans and the kids that we support. And part of that is $100 a ticket. You can go to JDME1991.org and get your ticket, and it'll support this effort. And the thing about it is that we always have a bourbon event that we do every year. And I learned a lot about Pappy Van Winkle and all these other bourbons, you know, that are all out there, and, you know, and the whiskeys. And we just kind of fellowship, and everybody gets to drink and do a tasting and get these quality things or these quality, you know, products in the hands of people. And this sweepstakes is all about that. It's a great collection. And you know what? Whoever wins that thing is going to have a great, great time and just drink responsibly. And they're going to get a golf bag, too. So that's even better. And we're also going to throw in some square shoes for them, too. So it's going to be great. But again, JDME 1991 is our bourbon sweepstakes, $100 tickets. And you know what? It benefits a great cause.
You're listening to On the Tee Florida. We're talking to Major Ed and John Rieger. I didn't realize that I knew that he was popular, but I tell you what, Major Ed, the more that I Google search you, hell, what have you not been involved in, man, sending your message across America? It's amazing. Are you your own marketing company? You got an agent? I mean, if it's something happening, you're there, brother.
Well, I do have an agent, and look, I never thought that my life would even take on to that. And all that celebrity stuff, you know, that's all great. But man, I like being with the people, man. And I tell you what, I've had a lot of people ask me to run for public office. I don't want to run for public office. What I want to do is just shake everybody's hand, make everybody feel like they're loved. It doesn't matter what you do in life, you know, from the person that maybe the janitor to the CEO to whoever it is, you know what? We treat everybody with honesty and with respect and with honor, duty, and responsibility. And that to me is my life, and that's how I roll. And I travel all across the country spreading, you know, Christmas cheer, Thanksgiving cheer. And, you know, for me, that's every day. And that's what it should be all about. And that's why, you know, you're successful in life is because, you know what? You care about people and you treat people with the utmost of respect and honor and duty and responsibility. And that to me is the essence of being a great American. And that's why I love this country. And that's why I travel all over to make a difference.
Well, my friend,
for our listeners out there, I know that John Daly had some injuries or some surgery or something like that, and we're not quite sure what the extent of all that is, but give us the update on him and what his season's going to look like next year.
Yeah, so he had knee surgery. He's been having problems with his knees, and I, of course, have known John a while, and this was his third opportunity to get some work done, be back on the tour. But you know what? He's playing music, too. And Jake Owen kind of offered him up some stuff to do some shows in 2023, and he's got a record that came out and great songs on that record. And then the other thing, too, is that, you know what, at the end of the day, you know, his golf career, you know, the older you get, it's just a lot of wear and tear on your body. And the thing about it is that, as he told me, he's like, you know what, I'm not going to give up on the game, but I'm going to do a lot of pro-ams and continue to play as long as I can. And then, you know what, let's see where things fall. And, you know, he's got three or four big events that he does that he's really good at, and he gets to play at the PGA Championship, so it doesn't get any better than that.
Hey, you know what I am concerned about? I want him to be able to go over to Orlando with John Jr., not Little John any longer, and defend their title over Charlie and Tiger Woods.
Yes, and he's going to be there. I'll be at the PNC Championship. My good friend Theo, he's actually coming over to play in the golf tournament tomorrow, and he's, of course, the guy that runs that whole operation. I was there last year to witness that that special moment for him and little John. And you know what? It was just as he put it, it was probably one of the highlights of his life and his career to see his son play that great of golf, kind of carried him. But at the end of the day, you know, Charlie and Tiger, you know what? It doesn't get any better than that either. And I actually got a chance to talk to Tiger last year there at the event. And I could see that he was in pain, but it's good to see that Tiger's taking some time off, and I hope that he's recovered, because he's good for the game, and he's a champion, and you want him out there, and you want his son to be a part of that too. And if you saw his son hitting those golf balls and the amount of practice that he was conducting on that day, it's just mind-boggling to see that that young man's going to be good. And I look forward to seeing that and being a part of it, and being a friend to him. I handed him one of my Purple Heart coins last year, and it was kind of the highlight of my day too, to give that little young man a coin and say, hey, this is what the military's all about.
Well, you know
those kids have kind of taken over from being the highlighter of the event now, because John and Tiger, they're old news now. It's about Charlie Woods and John Daly. I can tell you what, that's going to be more entertaining than watching the old guys knock it around.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, little John's in Arkansas, and he's doing well. My daughter's actually talking about going to Arkansas and doing cheer. She's a cheerleader and very good at it. And as I told John, I said, you know what, maybe my kids will end up at Arkansas together, you know, who knows. But little John's been stroking the ball very well. And then, of course, Charlie just has a good-looking game, man. And I tell you what, the more that he grows and gets into it and understands just some of those basic you know, fundamentals that you know you have to have, and the psychology behind it, he will be a good player. And he's already got that, where he's already in the spotlight. Look what he's doing. So take it for what it's worth, but man, that's pretty impressive.
Well, I tell you what, Major Ed, I certainly appreciate you taking time on a busy Saturday morning up there in Clearwater. I'll reach out to you this afternoon. Look forward to meeting you this weekend. And God bless you and everybody participating behind this tremendous cause. And we've got your back every time you do an event. Just let us know, and John and I will spread the message on our social media and on the airwaves as we grow. And I look forward to seeing you this afternoon or tomorrow, my man.
Yeah, and I appreciate you all. Congratulations on all you're doing. And as I always say, God bless the United States of America. Hoorah!
And we're going to go to break on that. It doesn't get any better. We'll be right back here on the Tee, Florida, live from our Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, on a spectacular fall Saturday down here at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game-watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to On the Tee, Florida. I'm Mike Rickard, the hapless hack. And, of course, John Rieger, the PGA of America teaching professional up there in Crescent Beach. And it's a beautiful day down here in Florida. The Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network's production of On the Tee, Florida, live from our Ferg Sports Bar and Grill 19th Hole Clubhouse Studio. Going to be an active day here. Actually, in the next hour, it's our two-year anniversary of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Going to be a very festive show. And our next conversation, I always look forward to talking to this gentleman, and he is a gentleman. He is committed to the great game of golf. I know he and John Rieger have a lot of the same passion and commitment to the great game. It's brought to you by Shrimpy's Waterfront, and it's Mark Egli, and I like to call him a friend. I've known him for almost 21 years. That's how old he and I are getting. But we're not slowing down, and it's Mark Egli, PGA of America Teaching Pro. I believe this is the right number. Five-time PGA Teacher of the Year in Iowa, and the regional Arnold Palmer Deacon Award winner, IPGA Hall of Fame, a happy Michigan State Spartan graduate, because they are kicking butt in basketball. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, Mike. A little cold, but I'm doing great.
Well, I've got John Rieger on the other end. He's over on the east coast of Florida. He's got a lot of questions for you, and he's looking forward to this conversation. So, John, I'll throw it to you. Mark and I, we visit all the time, and you two pros, push the hack out of the way, and let's roll.
Well, Mark, it's a real pleasure to have you on the show. You know, I did a little research looking at you here. I used to be the president of the North Florida PGA twice, and so I always like to keep my ear to the rail on outstanding golf professionals around the country. You know, and one of the great things about being a PGA golf professional is to learn more about our award winners and the things they've done. You know, if you were a basketball team, you'd have more banners hanging from your Raptors than you would the Boston Celtics, being the sixth-time Iowa PGA Teacher of the Year. And also, I know, winning the Deacon Palmer Award. And that's a really, really, really special award. And for our listeners out there, the Deacon Palmer Award is an award given to a PGA golf professional who personally displays outstanding integrity, character, and leadership, all in effort to overcome a major obstacle in life. And that's what's really fascinating about you, Mark. Is not only are you the best, got to be the best teacher in Iowa. If I ever cross over the state line, I got to go get someone to take a look at me. You'd be the man. But also, yeah, there's something that you've dealt with health-wise, And when I looked at your website, it was called Alpha One, and I didn't really realize what that was, but this is one of the main reasons why you awarded your award. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your background? I know that you played on the tour just briefly. I know that you've been a competitor. I knew you had a car accident. I knew you've been suffering from a disease that doesn't affect many people. So why don't you just take it from the top and tell us all about that?
Well, John, I know a little bit about you as a player. My best player, Sean McCarty, and you have crossed paths over the years, so I've always paid attention to you, and I got a lot of respect for you. So let me tell you a little bit about this disease. Mike knows this. I'm going to start off with a story about Arnold at first. Mike was there the day, and John, you know, one of the greatest putters of all time was the Arnold Palmer designed by Wilson putter.
Absolutely.
And being a Wilson guy back then, my friend Jerry Vidovic and I got into the Wilson factory, and he got the prototype for that putter. And when they opened up the TCI Tournament Club of Iowa that Arnold designed, I hadn't seen him in a couple years, and he did so much for me, and I'm so thankful for knowing Arnold and his impact on my life, that we arranged to give him the putter that day. And it was the first time that I'd been with Arnold that it brought tears to his eyes. And he looked at me and he couldn't believe that I was giving it to him. But he'd done so much for me. And he goes, "This hasn't been in my hands in 50 years. And so now, fast forward to present day, to be... Arnold was the original Deacon Palmer Award winner. I don't know if you knew that or not, Sean.
Because Arnold came over. I've got a history with Arnold Palmer going way back, and I know that that was, and there's a little bit of story behind the Deacon Palmer Award, and we'll get into that a little bit later, because we want to hear about you and overcoming what you have with this disease and how you need to get people on board to help out.
Well, Alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency is a rarely diagnosed disease. There's only 8,000 people. When I self-diagnosed myself with this disease, I never smoked a cigarette once in my life. And I have emphysema and COPD. And I'd been studying this all the way back to my days at Michigan State when I was trying to figure out what was killing all my family members so prematurely with a various number of cancers. And in 2018, I figured it out. And therefore, the reason I filed a 122-page U.S. patent. I'm trying to change the standard of care in medicine because there's probably 30 million people in the United States of America that suffer from this disease in one way or another. And in the last few months, I have been very blessed that, like recently, doctors are starting to think that maybe Alzheimer's is an autoimmune disease, and I first identified that in my patent in 2020. Doctors in Ireland, I had posted something in 2019 that this would be a way to stop SARS, MERS, and all coronaviruses before we ever had COVID-19. And now Pfizer's come out with a drug that mimics exactly what I described. Doctors in Ireland have come out and said that Alpha-1 may be the thing that stops people from dying of pneumonia with COVID-19. So I've had four major confirmations of what I discovered. And I now have discovered over 50 people with the disease. And the odds of that are like going from here to Mars 40 billion times in the next week. So it's infinitesimally small odds that this could ever occur. So what it means is that the medical community is not properly identifying the disease. And where doctors have always said they have no idea what causes the body to attack itself, well, I have identified 152 diseases that are caused by the lack of this protein to take care of the white blood cells that are attacking our bodies. And therefore, the reason I started the Mark Egli Foundation, the Alpha One site, but the most important one is UnitingDoctors.com, where I write how my discoveries can impact every single solitary medical specialty in the world. And I'm really, really proud of that. And so now I'm working really diligently hard to produce this protein because my treatment is $180,000 a year. I was not supposed, ironically, the date I was supposed to be dead by with this disease unidentified was September 25th, 2016. And that's the day our friend Arnold Palmer passed away. So I have never been so motivated to do something in my life. I'm still here. It's 6 years later. I've celebrated seven birthdays that I was not supposed to. And what it's like to find a disease that was killing my family. So if you've ever seen the movie Lorenzo's Oil, that disease only helped 10 or 15 people. And we're really not sure what it did. But this one is going to affect 30 million people right here in the United States of America with diseases beyond emphysema and COPD. So, and I'm so thankful, John, that God gave you and I the talent to play golf because we have been able to meet so many wonderful, wonderful people, influential people and stars and celebrities that we wouldn't have without the game of golf. So getting the education, I know I only received my college degree because I was a golfer. So that's the greatest payday I've ever had in golf was getting that degree that allowed me to make this discovery.
We're talking to Mark Egg on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the tee, Florida, and he's up in Des Moines, Iowa, and we're doing a little rewind of his life, and I'd like to go back to your Michigan State days and that success, and talk a little bit about your brother who's in the world of golf as well, and then we'll talk about your accomplishments and where you're going with the Des Moines driving range and all that you do now that you're in the, I think it's a year removed this winter of being in the Hall of Fame too.
Yeah, they were kind enough to put me in the Hall of Fame because I guess I did a couple things along the way. But Mike, you and I have known each other a long time. We've done a lot of shows together, all the way dating back to Iowa. And I'm glad you reminded me of my brother, Doug. I talked to him yesterday. He's at a fabulous place called Hague Point. And he used to be down right in your own community, a place called Waterleaf. And before that, he was at River Wilderness. And people down in your area will know Paul Azinger, Paul and my brother, and Payne Stewart. We're best friends. And then he went up to a fabulous place that has a bunch of canyons. I can't even think of the name of the place right now, even though it's the most beautiful place in Florida. John, do you know what I'm talking about? It's got the
been at Black Diamond Ranch.
Black Diamond Ranch, exactly.
Just south of Ocala, yeah, the quarry holes.
He left there to go up to Hague Point, and yesterday was his birthday, so we talked. And he's one of my superheroes. It's a younger brother, but he's the best businessman you could ever imagine. And we both came out of Jackson, Michigan. And I think we're probably the most famous golf brothers since Dave and Mike Hill came out of Jackson, Michigan. And they won so many tour events and senior tour events. But we're going to switch over to Michigan State. I come from a time where my roommates won a national title, and the people I hung around, my classmates that also made it to the major leagues, were a guy hit a couple home runs in World Series named Kirk Gibson. And then there was a little kid about 6'9 and about 240 named Irvin Magic Johnson. And what's really unique is we had, not only did we have a lot of fun, but we did it doing fun, healthy things. And what's bizarre is the three of us that made it to the major leagues, all of us have weird health conditions. Kirk is now suffering from MS, and the world knows that Irvin Johnson came down with HIV. And what's really amazing is the protein that I receive, the alpha-1 antitrypsin protein, and they will treat the diseases both Irvin has and the disease that Kirk has. And that's one of my discoveries is that MS, you know, all these things include, you know, like Alzheimer's, the common thing they all have is demyelinization of cells. And so all your doctors and medical pros will know what I'm talking about. And I've come up with some protocols that have made all my autoimmune situations almost go into total remission. I cough once for every 100 times that I used to cough. And this alpha-1 antitrypsin protein is something that before I leave this world, and even if I leave it too soon, everybody in our world, especially the United States of America, we're going to get there first, because this protein will do so much. And one of the big things is we've always wondered why the husband who smokes doesn't get sick, but the wife does with cancer. Well, smoke kills the alpha-1 that we have in our system. So if someone has low circulating alpha-1 and they're around smoke, not only are they not smoking, but they're getting the benefits of smoking, and that benefit is the destruction of their body. And so we want to make alpha-1 available to people that don't have my disease. And we're identifying like MS. I haven't talked to Kurt Gibson in decades, but we will here in the coming future. I have talked to Irvin in Des Moines when he was back here a few years ago, and he actually has businesses in Des Moines. So I think that with my friends, and like when we were down at the PGA this year with Sean McCarty and our Ryder Cup captain, Zach Johnson, and a golf pro from over, I think it's Lake St. Mary, Mike Bender, the four of us are walking down the 13th fairway, and here comes one of my brother's members, Jim Nance. And he's got a friend with him called Eric Church and his wife, Catherine. And to think we're at the PGA Championship on Wednesday before the tournament, and we're talking about Alzheimer's. And so, John, where I was talking about the celebrities we've been able to meet, it's amazing when you need them at a time like this. You know, I don't know if people know, but Jim Nance is really big because in the world of Alzheimer's and down in Houston, and his father passed away of it. And so it's really something. We think of sports heroes as just for their sports. But if you knew about their altruistic and generosity in other ways, it would just shock people about, especially in the world of golf, we've got so many great people. And our own Zach Johnson is another one of those. Like, he has the Zach Johnson Foundation. And so I hope all your listeners can see that some of our superheroes are much, much, much more than professional athletes and successful stars.
There's a lot of cool PGA golf professionals in the world out there, you know, and for our listeners out there, sometimes they don't understand there's a lot of different career paths. You know, most of us start out because we want to play on the tour. We want to play competitive golf. That's how we came up. That's how we're wired. But it doesn't work out that well for just about anybody. So just a very small percentage go on there and become household names. But those same people, those same competitors, all go on to different career paths, whether it's, you know, teaching or playing, you know, just locally, or whether you're a general manager, a golf course developer, media person, whatever it is. I've met some of the most coolest PGA golf professionals in the world, and a lot of people don't understand that there's some other things. Like, one of the coolest guys out there is Lieutenant Dan Rooney, who established the Folds of Honors Foundation. You know, he's an F-16 fighter pilot. You know, how many golf pros are that? There's also Robert Borgatti. He's an opera singer, and yet he's a PGA golf professional. So you are somebody that that has contributed mightily to the world of medicine, and you're a PGA golf professional. So what's tougher, trying to deal with your medical affliction or trying to help somebody cure their slice?
Well, if he was trying, he's tried to cure my slice, and he just walked away in disdain looking at my swing. So don't use me as an example there, Mark.
Yeah, I won't. You're off the hook. But, you know, you've done a great job of promoting golf here in Iowa, and I guess you're kind of doing a pretty good job down there in Florida right now, too.
Well, if it wasn't for John Rieger, if it wasn't for the PGA pros up in Iowa, I would have never been able to keep on the tee going for a dozen years. And I appreciate everything that you did, and Judd Gibb and Bobby Vanscoy and Jay Horton. I could go on and on. Well, John Rieger is the Mark Egley down here for me.
I'm aware of that.
And it's helped me tremendously, and I'm blessed, to be quite candid with you.
You know, Mark, one final comment here. I've got some friends in Cedar Falls just outside Waterloo, and some pretty good golfers up there. And I went up there one year, visited, and it was in July. And I said, man, the weather is just absolutely gorgeous up here right now. And, you know, why don't more people live in Iowa? And he goes, well, this is the 1 month out of the year. It's gorgeous. We have 25 million people living here if the weather was like this year around. But my second trip to Iowa, I get up there, and it's like 6 below zero. So, and that was in January. So what a great state that is for golf, and what a great golf community that is. And we appreciate you being on our show and sharing what you just shared with us. And hopefully that could change someone's life down the road.
It already is, John. And it's something that Arnold and I, yeah, I don't know. Does anybody know Arnold Palmer loved country music?
I had no clue.
He was so huge on that. And it's something that Lacey J. Dalton, she sang a song called 16th Avenue. And if I hope some people believe in God out there, but it's a song about country singers, you know, in their old beat up cars and giving up everything they own to make a dream come true. And that's, John, you know, that's true of us golf pros. We know a ton of golf pros that have slept in their cars and done funny things. But what's really something is the miracle that day that Jim Nance and Eric Church came down that 13th fairway down there at Southern Hills. And one of the songs that Eric Church has reproduced is 16th Avenue. And that's what you do every day as a golf pro and what I'm trying to do. But now with this medical stuff, let's go out there and make some people's dreams come true. And, you know, just like a miracle. And that's what we can do. So,
well, Mark,
we'll be back with you guys again.
Well, I tell you what, tonight and tomorrow I'll be up at Major Ed and John Daly's event, Whiskey and Water at Clearwater Country Club, and that is giving back to our veterans, and we're involved in that event and a lot of veteran and first responder things down here. I'm trying to give back because I've been so blessed. I've had some ups and downs in my life, and all of a sudden I get a resurgence, and a lot of that I attribute to you up there in Iowa, my friend. So we'll talk soon.
Well, you're very welcome, and take a listen to the, whether it's Eric Church or Lacey J. Dalton, take a listen to 16th Avenue. It's only about 2 minutes on YouTube, and maybe it'll change your life a little bit more for the better, knowing that there's success right around the corner for so many of us, your listeners, and even you guys.
Well, when I get to Iowa, if I ever get there in the near future, probably 2023, we'll definitely go out and have a bite to eat, and then we'll get caught up, my man.
Thank you guys so much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
And Mark Egley, just a superb human being. John, we're going to take our last break and come back, and we'll wind things down here on the T Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the T from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Tampa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Tampa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome on the tee. We wind things down on this November 19th and a beautiful day down here at our Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. John Rieger up there at Crescent Beach, Florida. And that was a nice conversation, wasn't it, my friend?
Yeah, that was just absolutely wonderful. I'm looking forward to going back to our archives. For our listeners out there, we archive every show. If you go to RadioStPete.com, you can go ahead and listen to each week's show that we have in archives way on back. And I want to listen to that again. I wanted to hear a little bit more about what he was talking about. I think it's just very wonderful that he does. Hey, speaking about good weather, it would be remiss if we didn't mention Wild Bill's Golf and Weather Report here in Tampa Bay. Says it feels like 69 degrees, 58% humidity. That's absolutely wonderful. Winds out of the northeast, 9 miles per hour. UV index at 5, so a little cloud cover there. But, you know, if you go to our social media, at On the Tee Florida or at John Rieger Golf, you'll see that we just posted this morning, Wild Bill's going to be a new sponsor of ours, the Yank and Crank. And this is extreme fishing fashion. So, we're getting ready to launch our own very website. We wanted to wait, everybody, because we knew that Taylor Swift just crashed our server with Ticketmaster, so we're going to have to wait one more week to be able to launch that thing out there, and we're looking forward to that, and you'll be able to see the Yank and Crank Extreme Fishing Fashion products out there, and you know, buy a hat out there and support the cause, and I think you'll really enjoy it. This is what golfers wear when they want to go catch the big one, Yank and Crank.
Yanking Crank. Hey, I forgot to give us that leaderboard, the DP World Tour Championship. And of course, that's brought to you by Coppertail Brewing, as well as this conversation with John Rieger. And John Rahm was complaining about the points, and he took the lead yesterday. He is leading at 15 under. Matt Fitzpatrick at 14 under. Aaron Noren at 13 under. These are all household names in the worldwide world of golf. Hatton and Rory McIlroy, 3 back at 12 under. That'll be a great watch this weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that what you're going to see next year is going to be a little shakeout as far as how these golfers are going to be ranked. I know there's a lot of litigation now between LIV Golf and the PGA Tour, and now they've gone after the World Golf Rankings, where there's a lot of collusion in the sense, not that anything wrong with it, but it's just been a cooperation between all the major golf tours. Now you've got a golf tour with LIV Golf out there that wants to be included, but they don't play 72 hole events like all the other World Golf Rankings are included. And they tried to do a little end around to the Asian Tour a couple times this year to get some points. So I hope that they get that resolved. Even Roy McIlroy has come out. He seems to be the spokesman now for the PGA Tour. Voice of Reason, and he was even suggesting somehow with everybody just needs to live together and let them have their tour and go for it. We'll have ours, and the better product will win. Or maybe there's no winner at all. It's just everybody can coexist and spread the quality of golf and the professional tours around the world.
Well, I do think 2023 is going to be exciting. I do think that 2023 will change the landscape of the world of golf. I do see, and I'm not a fan of Greg Norman's, especially conversations with a guy that was on his bag, you know, Lynn the Growler Strickler. You know, you get a true feel for the type of person that he is. But I see that TaylorMade CEO. I can't think of his name at the top of my head right now. Tip of my tongue, if I could speak right now. But I think they do need to bring in a professional that can run a corporation and do it properly.
Well, rumor is that the CEO of TaylorMade, Mark King, is coming in, so maybe run that tour. Interesting enough, you know, TaylorMade's still running ads. It's got Rory and Justin and Dustin Johnson. One LIV golfer, now one PGA Tour golfer. They're still appearing in the same commercial out there. Maybe Mark King is going to be that type of person that can unify them. But at the same time, you know, I think that, Greg Norman is somebody, he's iconoclastic. Either you love him or hate him. There's no in-between. And I know he's got a big ego, but I also know that he's pulling something off there that no one would ever thought he could. Even though he tried this back in the 90s to have a World Golf Tour, that's why you have all these World Golf Championships. The PGA Tour changed it. So Greg has had a huge impact in the game of golf. But he may need more a nuts and bolts person to work these things through and just become chairman of it versus the CEO. Let somebody manage the day-to-day affairs and get some of these things worked out.
Well, I have a question that's been bothering me now since you brought it up. Using all the clout that you have in the great state of Florida and your tentacles that go deep in the world of golf, have you got me a busboy job or a cart jockey job up there at the Pelican for the match yet? I mean, I've been working on my busing skills. I borrowed a neighbor's golf cart the other day and driving it around, getting the feel again. You got anything for me?
Well, I'll tell you what, I know that they have to have volunteers for the match that's coming up on December 10th out at the Pelican Golf Club. And they just finished up with the Pelican Women's Championship. It was a very exciting thing where Nelly Korda edged out Lexi Thompson. So, yeah, it's just up the road there. You're going to have to sneak in somehow there. I know that they're not going to allow the general public to come in there to watch. But I think that because of the constraints of parking and all the logistics they have to do to light the golf course, I think your best bet is just to sit at Berg's and enjoy the beverage specials that I'm sure that he'll be putting on that night and watch the match. It starts at 6 p.m. It's on TNT, Pelican Golf Club. It's also on all the other TNT stations, which I know includes TBS and a variety of others out there. So I highly encourage everybody to, you know, sit in front of the TV that night and watch Justin and Jordan take on Tiger and Rory. So it's going to be a great event.
Well, I've got to slide into the 2-year anniversary. I'm looking forward to next year when we have our 1-year anniversary. But and next year, I'm going to convince you and your bride. We'll have things set up. There's going to be two hotels right here across from Ferg's. We'll get a deal set up, and you're going to be at the 31st anniversary. We've got the 30th coming up on Wednesday of this week, and it's going to be a spectacular affair down here. I'll be doing some live. Maybe I'll call you. I'm serious. We're going to be doing some live radio from 4 to 7, and that should be a hoot, and I'm going to be looking for guys that have some sense. A lot of your friends will be here. I'll throw Barry on to talk to you. I have Randy Grimes to talk to you.
Well, my goodness, I look forward to that. Just give me a holler.
All right, my friend. What do you got on? What do you got going on? I got about 2 minutes. What do you got going on the rest of the weekend?
Well, you know what we did this morning. We did something that's pretty unusual. It's called Scenic A1A, and what it is they have a 150-mile garage sale. And it goes from Jacksonville all the way down to Daytona. Pretty remarkable there. It's on Scenic A1A. And one of the most remarkable things I saw in this whole deal was they actually had a road near Verlano Beach, just north of St. Augustine, that washed out in the hurricane. You know, and Governor DeSantis put that road together back in 7 days. So that was pretty remarkable. But we were just having a good time this morning going up and down. Now we're going to head to Gainesville. They have a big downtown art festival down there. So this is the time of year where you go out and you do these things. I know that in about 4 minutes is going to be kickoff to the Gator game. So your listeners that are going to be listening to your 2-year anniversary, they're probably going to have one eye on the TV and one ear on the radio.
All right, my friend. Well, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you between now and Wednesday. Tell your lovely bride hello, and I got to close the show out. So from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for Major Ed, John Rieger, Mark Egley, Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls. Thanks for listening on the T Florida. Stay tuned for the second anniversary of the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection show next. And as always, God bless you. God bless America. Always remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.